The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This episode is brought to you by Atlanta United. Celebrate HBCU Night at Atlanta United this Saturday, April 5th, as the Five Stripes take on FC Dallas. All HBCU students, alumni, faculty, family, and friends invited to attend. Get tickets at atlutd.com.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Today, the sugar we are taking with our medicine to get down some of these more brutal entertainment buzz stories is news regarding my new favorite show, Love on the Spectrum. If you haven't seen this show on Netflix yet, oh my God, it is just joy from start to finish. Seeing these people who have been diagnosed with autism fall in love is just so sweet, and just the joy that they like live their lives with is really enjoyable to watch. And you were telling me in our last entertainment buzz break that a guy named Tanner, who's on the show, actually went on the Kelly Clarkson show and got to meet his idol, Jack Black. And I found the clip.
Isn't it great?
Seeing them on the couch together and seeing him get so excited to talk to his idol, Jack Black, was just heartwarming to watch, but also heartwarming for Jack Black.
Jack, woo!
Like, you're so handsome. You're looking good, Jack. And Jack, you're very active, just like me. And you're very strong, too.
I am. You know, yes. I do work out a little bit.
Me too. With my friend Zach.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, so what
sir.
Do you...
We should do some weightlifting together. You could teach me some tips.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know what? Guess what? I'm going to get your phone number. We can work out together.
This is happening.
Oh, my God. You didn't have to
I got
to
take off my glasses.
No, I did
glasses
have to wait.
Are steaming up.
Oh, if you haven't seen Love on the Spectrum yet, you need to binge it this weekend.
He wouldn't let go of Jack Black in the beginning, just the embrace, right? And he was like right in his face talking. Like if it was anybody else, it would be like, what are you doing? But this guy is so sweet.
Yeah, and Jack, there at the end when he said he has to take his glasses off, Jack Black was tearing up. Like he was very, very moved by the entire situation because Tanner had been on Kelly Clarkson before and Jack Black sent him a video and he got to watch a video. And so this time, Jack Black pretending to send another video and then comes out from behind, like from, you know, behind the scenes. And oh my God, Tanner's reaction and Jack Black's reaction. Like it's so pure. It's so pure and so wholesome that you can't not smile when you watch it.
Kristen says she was holding back tears watching it this morning because she got a spray tan. She would mess up a spray tan.
Jack Black and Tanner from Love on the Spectrum almost jacked up my spray tan, man.
It's just so wholesome and cute.
Yes.
What is not wholesome and cute is this season of The White Lotus, season 3. I have not watched it yet, but I've heard a lot about some of these plot lines.
By the way, Bert wasn't here yesterday and he has been watching it. Tell him how Mike White came up with the premise of White Lotus, because this is going to make so much sense when you hear it.
Oh my God, he hallucinated. So while he literally hallucinated, so he was in Thailand and he was in the hospital and they got him all hyped up on a bunch of like drugs or anesthesia or something, and he hallucinated while he was in the hospital, and I guess whatever he saw in that vision was the premise for season 3, and apparently they have shot the exact plot line that he came up with.
Because when you watch it, doesn't it feel like a fever dream? And
oh God,
also
yes.
Doesn't it feel like somebody on drugs came up with it?
God, yes.
Guess what? He was.
Yeah.
And he hallucinated it. And that's what it's just. There's so many scenes that are out of pocket. It's bizarre.
The last time Amanda and I were watching it, I said to her, you know what I'm going to do on the show is I'm going to play those weird sound effects that they play from The White Lotus, but not tell you guys about it. And just in the middle of a segment, I'm going to play them.
What weird sound effects?
Because they have like this weird flutey music. They do. Weird. It's just really strange.
Oh, like, the
Yeah.
Wait, I also have tea about that.
They don't have that this season.
And do you want to know why?
It's a different kind, but
yeah. Because the composer and Mike White are beefing.
Is that why we didn't get the tongue?
Yes. So I guess, Kristen, seriously, there's an extended version of and I guess the composer wanted to use that for season 3, and Mike White was like, nah, fam. So they got in some kind of tiff, and that's why is not in this season.
But there's still another one that's just as odd.
It's not as good because so many people, like when I watched the very first episode of White Lotus this season, I was letting like the opening credits play out because I wanted to hear the and I waited the whole time and it never came and I was so upset. And there's a lot of people online that were very upset too that we did because they play that music. Like I've done a yoga class and they played that song.
I am fairly certain if the Gracie Award, the judges are listening right now. They're like, did you hear that from Kristen?
Yeah.
That's the reason right there
1,000%.
Why we gave her the Grace.
That's our nationally syndicated co-host of the year, baby. Well, apparently there were two characters that they had a really hard time casting. And if you've seen the show, I'm sure it's very easy to pick out which ones those would be. There are two characters that kind of go hand in hand. And it's the characters played by Patrick Schwarzenegger and Sam Nivola, the brothers who had that scene on the yacht that everyone's talking about.
Yes.
Apparently so many people turned down the parts once they found out some of the more intimate details about what would happen.
Do we know who?
We don't know who, which I wish we knew who. Mm-hmm. But apparently a lot of these actors are around the age of 18, which is why they're saying we kind of understand. Like, you know, you just became an adult.
Yeah.
And now you don't want to just jump into this very intense adult content. But the producer, David Bernad, said when we sent scripts to Patrick and Sam, Mike, the creator, and I were both like, I hope they don't drop out. Mike made me text Patrick. We were anxious. So many people turned down the role, and for good reason. All right. His doctors told him he was dying all due to an injury he got when he was 11. I'll talk to you about comedian Adam Devine's health scare on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
If you are not prepared to be blown away this morning, then get out of here. Get out of here. If you weren't listening, and Cassie's going to reset this whole thing up, but when one of the most prestigious restaurants in the entire country hears through the radio, through us, that you had a terrible experience at their restaurant, it can go a couple of different ways.
So a couple weeks ago, I went to New Orleans to visit with my mom and my sister. And a little background, my mom has stage 4 breast cancer and has metastasized. So we're really, you know, doubling down on creating memories and spending time together while we can. So my sister lives in New Orleans. We grew up right outside the city. We went down there for a week to spend together. We got matching tattoos, like my mom and my first tattoo, and my sister got one as well. And part of that was we wanted to have a really, really nice like brunch out with just the girls. And so we went to Commander's Palace in New Orleans, and that is one of the best restaurants. It's like where you would take someone for college graduation. Like for my sister's graduation from Tulane, we went there. Bert, you've been there before.
Yeah, a couple of different times. This is a special occasion place.
Yeah.
Everybody has one of these in their city. So I have been there quite a bit because the older generation of radio guys, when the conventions were in New Orleans, took us younger guys there because we could never afford a place like that. I mean, I had to get a jacket and wear a jacket in there. It's just a soup. It's like one of those places that you would see on like a show like The Bear, where it's just, I mean, it's like a Michelin star restaurant.
Like, I've never stepped foot in Commander's Palace, but I know about it because it's been featured on Top Chef. And when a restaurant gets featured on Top Chef, you know it's a top tier restaurant.
Oh, and I will say the food is incredible. I mean, one of the menu items was like espresso poached jumbo lump crab, like bananas food that you would never put together, and it's exquisite. And so it deserves its reputation. And part of the reputation is the service. And so because this is a very special weekend, my mom wanted to treat us to brunch, and we're like, say less, we're there. And we went, and normally I wouldn't, you know, come on air or something. Everyone's had bad experiences with service before, nothing special. But there was just some bizarre stuff, and I don't know what our waiter was going through, but, like, we felt ignored. He was jovial with other tables, but cold with us, not coming by. And there was a breaking point that really did it for me, which is at the end of the meal, my mom had ordered bread pudding, and it comes with a whiskey sauce that they serve at the table. And then he kind of just tossed the bowl down at her and walked off. And I was like, what the hell? But of course, I didn't want to ruin the moment or mar any memories. I didn't say anything. And I wish I had, because my mom later confessed that it kept her up at night thinking about it. Why? What happened, and why did it happen? And why is it now kind of ruining the experience? So
And I also just want to add this, that at the point of where your mom is right now, these special moments have to be special.
Yes, because right? This might be the last time she's ever been going to go to Commander's Palace, you know? And it's, I think it's one thing you kind of take it for granted when, you know, what is it Mo says, like, health is a crown that only the unhealthy can see, you know? And so if you have these restaurants in the back of your head, you're like, oh yeah, we'll go for a special occasion again. But the way we're living is every single thing that we do could be the last. And we are very lucky. She seems like she's had extended time past what we kind of thought. And so we're really trying to make the most of it. So I came on air and I talked about it, and I usually wouldn't mention the restaurant name, but I think I was just so shocked and I wanted you to know really how great the restaurant was. Anyway, I'm in Chicago last week and I get a call from my mom, and I had to have her repeat it because I understood what she said the first time, but it seemed so absurd that I was like, I must have heard that wrong. I'm going to need it to be repeated. So I said, I'm sorry, can you repeat that again? Now, my parents live 5 hours from New Orleans. They live in Louisiana, but it's up north near Arkansas. And she goes, we've just had a visit from the operations manager from Commander's Palace.
A visit?
Oh, my God. They drove from New Orleans to Bastrop, Louisiana to bring champagne, flowers, some of their famous turtle soup, lemon icebox pie, candles, a written apology from the waiter to me and my sister, and to apologize in person.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. No idea. Because my mom had written them a letter, but I guess somebody was listening. You know, there's a king in every audience, and heard the Burt Show segment, and they heard it. And I had specifically asked Rebecca not to put it on Facebook because I didn't want it to go viral. It was going to be an on-air segment only. They heard it, and the chief operations officer had reached out to my mother, my sister, and I to apologize. And that's all we wanted. She did a fantastic job. We're like, thank you. We feel seen and heard. They offered a refund. We're like, we're good. They went ahead and refunded the entire meal on top of that.
Wow.
My mom's like, I'm sorry. I didn't want it to blow into this. I just wanted someone to talk to the waiter and be like, hey, what's going on? Like, maybe don't do that. And they went over the top with the apologies. My mom had no idea they were coming. Just the door opened. And,
showed up on the doorstep.
Yes.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Our friends from England are over visiting them. And my dad came in apparently and goes, Angela, there's someone from Commander's Palace at the front door to see you.
How many hours again did they drive?
5 hours.
5 hours.
So I have to say, you know, that was completely unnecessary, but obviously very appreciated. And that is what Commander's Palace is about. Like, and they said, in my 30 years, I've only ever had to do 4 in-person visits to apologize. And we did not, like, throw down or anything. Obviously, we're upset, but so they're good. Fixed. Go visit Commander's Palace. The food is excellent. And as we have seen, the service is excellent. And I've never had to miss up until this last visit. And they more than made up for
it. That's incredible.
Yes. I'm flabbergasted.
So thank you to Commander's Palace for also making my mom feel very seen and heard. And that, out of everything, means the most.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111. And I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
She's being bribed by her parents to have kids quicker than she wants. Who's got this email?
I do. All right, so Burt Show listener hits us up. Okay, tell me if I'm crazy, but has anyone else out there ever been bribed by their parents to have a baby?
Well, let me stop down and, and give the phone number out. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
855-237-8746. I am 25. Been married for a year, and my husband and I have talked about starting a family eventually. We're just not in a rush. I'm thinking probably after I turn 30. But my parents, especially my dad, oh, they're ready for grandkids like now. And apparently, they're willing to pay for them. No joke, my dad offered me $10,000 to get pregnant right now.
What?
Like legit cash. He said he's investing in his future as a grandpa. And started naming all the things I could do with the money. New car, vacation, nursery setup. I really thought he was joking at first. He was not. I don't know whether to laugh, cry, or open a savings account. Please tell me I'm not alone. Has anyone else listening ever had their parents offer money for grandkids? Is this a thing now?
Okay, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. What are the numbers on that? On the phone?
Oh, 855-237-8746.
I can't ever remember that. Just taking this from the grandparents' perspective, I understand where they're coming from. I mean, we're talking about a time issue here. Mm-hmm. I want to be on Earth as long as I can with my grandkids. And you are just stalling and blah, 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 time. I got plenty of time. And the grandparents are like, nah, man, I want it now. $10,000. Just do it. Get it over with.
I have never gotten the rush for parents to want to have grandkids as soon as possible. I'm like, you raised me. This ish was hard. Like, you want to go through that again?
No, because it's so different with the grandparents,
oh, yeah,
man. It's such a different experience. You come on over. You do whatever you want with the kid for a couple of hours. You kiss him on the top of the forehead, and then you go.
Yep. But you still know how hard it is, and you're pushing me into it at 25. Like, let me. I should be in the club at 25.
Yeah, no. Misery loves company. And also, you have like a selective memory of certain things, and so I think that's maybe a little part of what's happening here, but
sometimes it takes just one call, and that's what we got. Hey Dawn, good morning.
Good morning, how are y'all?
Good. All right, so you were bribed by your parents to have a kid?
Yes.
Give us the
deed. They said that they would dig up the pool that had been on their land and but it turned it back into a swimming pool if I would give them grandchildren.
So they were bribing you with a pool?
Yes.
You know what? All of a sudden, these kids are looking even better and better every day.
And pools are expensive. Pools are worth more than 10 grand.
I never got the pool. I gave them 4 beautiful grandchildren, 1 by marriage, 3 I birthed. And they never gave me the pool.
Okay, this is a good lesson here. So if this listener goes for it, she's like, I want to see the 10 grand first. Give me the 10 grand before I start popping out kids. Okay.
First comes love, first comes the pool, then comes a baby in a baby carriage. That's how it goes.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. All right, not the only one. Not to Jackie, but one of her friends, I think. Hey, Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so this happened to one of your friends?
Yes, so her mother-in-law offered them. There were 2 kids that got married, and she offered the first one that got a child would get $50,000 because she needed a grandbaby.
$50,000?
Okay, $50,000.
No, but she made, did you hear? She made it a competition between her 2 kids.
It's the breeder. It's the Breeders' Cup.
Between her 2 kids. Yes. Between her 2 kids. She was like, the first one get married gets $50,000. Get a kid, get $50,000. Because she said, I need a grandbaby.
Did that incentivize one of her children to actually go through with it and
It did, because my friend was trying, but she couldn't. It took her. She was trying. It just didn't happen. Took her a long time. So actually, her brother-in-law did get the first one, and he got the money. But she was really trying, because she was like, I could use all that money.
And again, it was how much?
$50,000.
$50,000.
Dang. Dear God.
Yeah, she said if they gave her the first grandchild, she would give them $50,000.
Dang. So now if you're the other sister, then you've got the pressure of having the kid and then struggling to have a child and then losing out on 50 grand. That's awful.
That is a lot of therapy appointments.
It is the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So I want to confess something to you guys. Just a little insight into vulnerability. I cannot watch or look at any of the pictures or video from the Post Malone prank.
That's sad. Man. So you mean you haven't watched the full 20-minute interview with him that we posted on April Fool's Day?
Well, there was also a very short clip that these guys posted also that was just the surprise part of it where I'm like, surprise, and then Post Malone doesn't have a hand.
Yeah. Which he does, by the way.
yeah. Real Post Malone does, but not the prank Post Malone. Or the picture now where we're all together with Post Malone and it clearly is not Post Malone.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit scarred by it, to be honest with you. So I was especially sensitive on April 1st. So maybe Cassie just hit me at the wrong time. I believe that Cassie went to Emory. She blows me away with her intelligence. She really, really does. She has facts in that melon of hers that I could never, ever, ever imagine, right? So I am going out with a woman that has a four-year-old, and he is going through his dinosaur phase right now, which a lot of 3 and 4-year-olds go through, right?
It's a lot of fun.
I consider this kid very intense. He blows me away every single day. Verbally, he blows me away. He's got incredible recall. And when he latches on to something, man, it is nothing but that. And right now, it is dinosaurs and it is T-Rex. And I'm still trying to get points with this kid, okay? So Cassie hits me, and I'm not even sure how we got into the conversation. It started with, I think, the first fact, which I might have known, that chickens are part of the same family tree as dinosaurs.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Birds are descendants of dinosaurs.
I believe I've heard that.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're saying velociraptors, the velociraptors we've always known and like we've seen in Jurassic Park don't have feathers, but in actuality.
Wait, what did you just say? What did you just say there?
The velociraptors that we know from like movies and stuff like that do not have feathers, but in actuality, velociraptors did have feathers.
Okay, hold on, we're getting there. Let it cook. So Cassie hits me with, hey, do you know that T-Rexes are part of the chicken family and we now know that they have feathers and not scales? And I'm like, what are you saying? She's like, yeah, T-Rexes were just big chickens, basically, that they had feathers. And I'm like, you are blowing me away right now. Away right now. But I'm also thinking, I can't wait to get back to Amanda's son and blow him away with this information, right? I don't Google it or anything. Well, actually, I started to Google it. But then I get on the phone with Amanda, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got the greatest present for your child. And it's not anything physical at all. Do you know that dinosaurs had feathers? And she is a gasp, right? And then she's also like, who did this come from? And I said, Cassie. And she said, do you know what day today is? And it happened to be April 1st. So I'm like, this bee got me, and she was ready for me to come on the air and talk about how T-Rexes had feathers, because that to me is jarring info for a four-year-old and for any adult. And then I start to do a Google on it, and the T-Rex did not have feathers, but you will not back down on it.
Because I know I read it somewhere from a credible source, and I have found that source.
Okay, because I did a deeper search also, because I cannot go to this kid with this info.
No.
Because if I am wrong, I am on the S list for the rest of our relationship.
Like, and Jimmy is very into dinosaurs right now, too.
And this kid is really particular, man.
And we've been to the Telus Science Museum to see their dinosaur exhibit. We've done Fernbank numerous times for their... We've done all the dino things in the Atlanta metro area, right? And he, whenever he gets to check out books at the library, at his school, it's always a dinosaur book, right? And I was thrown because it was recently that I learned, yeah, velociraptors had feathers. That is like so crazy. It's not like the velociraptors you see Chris, what's his name, playing with in Jurassic Park.
Pratt.
Thank you. Chris Pratt playing with in Jurassic Park. But I can say I have never heard anything about T-Rex.
And he's specifically in a T-Rex. I mean.
So is Jimmy.
Yeah. You know, T-Rex is the biggest, right? It's like, yeah, it just blows you away. So T-Rex, strong. And it's a chicken. Yeah. I'm going to have to go to this kid and say, hey, it's just a big chicken with feathers. That's going to be jarring and life-changing for this kid.
Okay, I never said it looked like a chicken. I said it had feathers. And when Bert told me that it didn't, I was like, I'm not wrong. I cannot be wrong because do you know how many people I've told this fact to? Because it's so cool.
That T-Rex has feathers?
Yes.
It doesn't.
Yes.
It never did.
I don't think it did
either. American Museum of Natural History. There's a caveat. A young T-Rex probably had a thin coat of downy feathers. New York Times. Scientists now believe that all tyrannosaurs had feathers. All right. So we don't have fossilized evidence that it has feathers, and that's the catch. But major, like, including the Museum of Natural History, which, you know, is the one with the big dinosaur skeletons, say that the T-Rex, at least the young one, definitely had feathers.
But if it had feathers, how do we know it's related to the chicken? Like, how are we making that jump?
Well, that is, that's been proven.
Their bones and their structure and things of that nature.
It came out because there was a joke, but also kind of true. Alligator tastes like chicken. Like, I know you're looking at me crazy, but in Louisiana, we eat alligator.
I've had alligator.
Yeah, yeah. So it tastes like chicken, but that's because they're both the closest living relatives of dinosaurs. So when you eat chicken, that's probably what dinosaur tastes like.
Okay, while some tyrannosaur relatives, like one that starts with a Y, had feathers, current evidence suggests that Tyrannosaurus rex, T-Rex itself, was covered in scales, not feathers.
Is that from
scales,
AI? Is that
not
AI?
Feathers. Many sources. Many sources.
You got to name your source, dude. You can't just say many sources. She came in with the freaking Natural Museum.
And the New York Times.
I didn't save the actual...
Probably from Reddit.
I don't know.
No. Wikipedia.
I like bones on Reddit says.
Do not go to your kids with this info. Unlike similar dinosaurs whose fossilized feathers have been found preserved in rock, no feathers have been directly linked to T-Rex.
Fine.
Not yet.
Tell them the other dinosaurs had feathers then, because they did. And it's cool. And when you know what? In 20 years, when they find feather evidence on T-Rexes, I'm going to hunt you down in Bali or Mali or wherever you're moving to, show up at your doorstep unannounced with a bottle of champagne and be like, surprise, and drink the bottle in front of you.
Do not share this with your toddlers. It will rock their world for no real reason at all.
Oh, wait, I got some. BBC Science.
Okay, what are they saying?
There is not yet any direct fossil evidence of feathers on a T-Rex. Nobody has found a T-Rex skeleton cloaked in feathers or any feathers.
And that's BBC. Those are your people.
Yeah, well, that's because they don't have any evidence from the skin. That doesn't stay.
Okay, so guess what? You're all pretty.
Yes, we're both right.
It's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So this is how family is supposed to work. When you are at your lowest, right? I mean, nothing is going right. There are times where you can limp on back home and you know you are going to be unconditionally loved. You're going to lick your wounds in your room. Your mom's going to be there to do your laundry. Maybe dad's going to do a barbecue for you or whatever. But they're going to surround you with love because they know that you are at your lowest. We have family in town here that needs that kind of love right now. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, what a start to this season, and nobody saw this coming. They need you so badly tonight. The Braves need you so badly tonight, man. So if you guys have been following baseball, which of course you are, it's just been such a rough start, man. I mean, all the early predictions for the Braves this year were going to be in the playoffs. They are going to be challenging for a championship. Maybe this will be the year that they knock off their dang Dodgers and they get it to the World Series. But they were always predicted to be like in the top of Major League Baseball. And it has started horrendously, historically horrendously, for the Atlanta Braves.
And what is this history-making record that they have kicked it off with?
No wins, 7 losses.
No.
Yep, they went out, and they've been on the road. So
yes.
They've been out in California. They didn't do so well against Padres. Then they had to go up north and play the Dodgers, who are just stacked. I mean, stupid stacked. So that's just the beginning, right?
But it's not how you start, baby. It's how you finish.
I'm hoping you are right. I think we are all hoping you are right. Here's what I would like to do. I fell into some tickets for the Braves tonight.
Oh, you did?
I did.
For opening day?
For opening day.
That's like, and there is no other game like opening day. The energy is next level. Like, it is hands down the best game to attend all season long.
I am a ticket snob also. So the tickets that I ended up with are really good. I want to give them away right now, but I want to give them away to somebody, not just anybody. This is somebody that is going to have to be above and beyond while cheering for them tonight. Like, obnoxiously loud, because I really think they need it right now, right? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. So let me tell you what's been going on. Not only are they 0-7, but it's just been getting worse and worse and worse. So in the offseason, they spend all this money on this left fielder. His name's Jerickson Profar. People love him! And he had a great season last year. So they spent a boatload of money on this guy. And just a couple of days ago, they find out dude is on some kind of PED or something. And he gets busted by Major League Baseball. And now he can't play 80 games.
So he's out for the whole season.
80 games, right? And then if they do get to the playoffs, no. When they get to the playoffs, dude can't play in the playoffs. So that's a gut punch right there.
Is there not tests they could have done to make sure he wasn't on the PEDs or whatever?
I'm not sure exactly how it happens. I'm sure there are protocols for this. I just don't know. I need to call my friend Chris Domino to know that. But you would think. And Profar is saying, oh, I would never. I shouldn't say it like that because everybody around baseball says he's like one of the nicest guys ever. He played for the Padres last year.
Oh, wow.
And he had a great season and he turned that over into this big old contract. So you would think, yes, right? But he's kind of backtracking and going like, oh, I would never like do that on purpose. I would never cheat the game. But he's also not protesting or saying, you know what? But he's saying that, look, maybe it happened in the off season. It certainly didn't have to do with any of my amazing statistics last year that when he had the best season of his life. Okay.
So let me correct myself because I was like, he's out for the season. No, he's out for half the season because Major League Baseball plays 162 games.
Are you kidding?
162 games.
Feels like 164 at the least.
80 is only like half the season. It's only the home games right there. So it's not only that, then one of their starters, Ronaldo Lopez, a starter is one of the top five guys that are pitching when the game starts.
I'm not that dumb.
I don't know what you know about baseball. What you know?
Her dad worked for the Major League Baseball team.
Now it took me a second to figure out what PED was. Okay. I was like, pedo. He's a pedo.
Steroids.
Yeah.
So he goes down, right, and they really needed him. Spencer Strider, their best pitcher, second best pitcher, he's still out. And Ronald Acuna is still out also. So you got all of these dudes, you're 0-7, all these terrible things are happening in the beginning of the season, and this is just not how the Braves do it.
So really the loss just has to do with all these star players who can't play. So they're going to come later in the season, right? They're going to come back, like after 80 games, we're going to get what's-his-face with all the money.
Jerickson Profar.
Yeah, he'll be back.
He'll be back.
Who knows how good he's going to be off the drugs. We don't know. And it does mess with team chemistry also. And you hope for the best. You just don't know. And a lot of these players are going to be coming back. So it could very well be a great run in the second half of the season. But right now, these guys are so low that I kind of feel like tonight when they come out, you know, when they run on out to the field and you usually give them like the applause, like, hey, welcome back. It needs to be tenfold tonight. Tonight at Truist Park. So I'm looking for one person that will go over the top for tickets I bought, not really as I was going to be out of town. Hey, Heather, good morning. Don't tell me our phones are down again.
Oh, Heather.
All I'm hearing is I'm going to opening game tonight. Yeah.
Hold on. Good morning, Lauren.
So I heard you guys were looking for somebody obnoxiously loud, and that would be me.
Okay. I mean, really, like, I want the people around you to go, okay, enough, we get it.
If I was at my job right now, I would have my coworkers attest to who I am. I mean, I am away from the main office because of how loud I am.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
And what part of town are you calling from?
I'm actually en route to Buckhead, but I live in Marietta.
Okay. All right,
can we get a little taste of what you might sound like at Truist Park tonight for opening day?
I mean, if that's what you'd like, absolutely.
Well, let's go.
Let's go.
Braves! Woo!
I'm going to need a little more smack talk here.
Yeah, I'm going to need a little more than that.
Listen, I want them to win. I don't want to make their record worse than it already is.
It can't. It can't be.
Yes, it can. 0-7. I don't want to make it 0-8.
You need to go out there. Who are you going to bring with you tonight?
It would be my husband and my daughter.
Well, I only got two tickets, so somebody's getting left out this whole
thing. So she's a lap sitter.
All right, whoever's louder of the two. All right, hold on 1 second. I'll get the tickets in your hands, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Please give these guys some love tonight, man. This is not how it was supposed to happen. I am sure they are feeling down right now, hopeless a little bit. Nobody goes 0-7. They're the last team in baseball that hasn't won a game.
Oh, no.
That is not like the Braves. So if you're going out there tonight, treat them like family. They are licking their wounds. Show them the love. Okay, tonight at Truist.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Can you imagine going to your doctor and they tell you that an injury you got when you were 11 years old is the reason you are currently dying? And then they go, just kidding.
What?
So that's what happened to comedian and actor Adam Devine. Do you remember this guy who's on Workaholics and Pitch Perfect? Uh-huh. Super, super cool dude.
He kind of always plays the same character. He's always a D-bag, right?
He plays himself. He's like one of those characters. And he seems like he's really cool and down to earth. He's married to an actress that I can't remember the name of, but she was in a lot of stuff I watched growing up. And they have a child together. And I guess when he was 11 years old, he got in a pretty serious accident. And he noticed that he started feeling really stiff and like it was very, very difficult to walk and get around. So he goes to his doctor and they told him that he was dying from a syndrome that they would later say, just kidding, you don't have that.
They told me I was dying. Literally
within this last year, they told me that. They told me I have this disease called stiff person syndrome, and that's when your muscles get so tight that you then you can no longer walk, you can no longer move, then your heart will stop beating because your heart is a muscle, and it gets too tight to beat, and then you die. And so essentially, the average life expectancy is 6 years for someone that has it. And they told me that I had that literally a month before my son, Beau, was born.
Jeez. All right, so two things. Celine Dion, mm-hmm. she has stiff person syndrome, and that's what she's currently dealing with. And if you have not watched The Righteous Gemstones, uh-huh. he's one of the stars of the show. It is friggin' hysterical.
People love the show.
Oh, it's so good.
What's the name of the star, the guy from Eastbound and Down? God, he's so funny.
Oh.
Kenny Powers?
Yes. Danny McBride.
Yeah.
That's his name in the show, right? Danny McBride. He's so good. Okay.
Really? Okay, yeah. I'll add that to the list.
Oh, it's so funny.
After I finish Love on the Spectrum, because I'm obsessed with it right now. Okay, Glenn Powell has recently ventured into the food industry, and it might actually beat out top brand Heinz, because in this economy, you need something as cheap as possible. Inflation is getting crazy. So he has released a new line of sauces. We talked about this yesterday, mm-hmm. but I was surprised at seeing what the prices were going to be like compared to Heinz. So now you think of a celeb brand, it comes out, it's going to be, you know, really inflated, super expensive because you're paying for the celeb name. So he is investing and working on a company called Smash Kitchen with prices that are going to range from $2 to about $5. So for context, if you get a bottle of Heinz ketchup, it's about $6.87. Whereas if you get a bottle of Smash Kitchen, which is Glenn Powell's brand, it's around $4.98.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, it sounds small, but I mean, when you think about how much celebs are doing these cash grabs, it is very refreshing to see a guy like Glenn Powell mm-hmm. be like, you know what? I just want to put out a new brand. It's got clean ingredients, very, very simple, and it's going to be cheaper than the average store-bought brand that you typically get.
And I do believe we're all going to be watching our budgets much, much closer here over the next couple of months, if not years.
For sure. But the people that are not watching their budgets are people who are purchasing from Meghan Markle's brand as ever. So she, I feel like, has been really selling this brand for like the last couple of years. She's coming out with these jams. It was going to be called American Riviera Orchard, and then she changed it to As Ever, and then she came out with her TV show to kind of encourage people to use her products and some of the recipes that she's using.
She's all about the preserves, right?
She's all about the preserves and the jams and sort of that Nancy Myers aesthetic. Well, she finally, after years of promoting this brand that we were waiting to come out, she finally released it, and it sold out within an hour. Mm. So people clearly have an appetite for Meghan Markle, no matter what you see in those headlines, no matter how much hate you see about her on the internet, people are still going after her brand as ever. So if you need some jam, don't go to her because she sold out. All right, Blake Lively is being called a hypocrite after something she did to a co-star when it came to light. I'll tell you what she improvised on the set on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Say big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb. Now just $199. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle. Only $399. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner. Just $299. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.